Nothing could be finer than to leave South Carolina, where it's boring. Nothing could be keener than to visit Argentina for some scoring. Never dreamed the nation.
Joining us this morning is Dr. Patrick Juanes, celebrity life coach and human behavior expert in Miami. And Dr. Juanes, we left it on this one. If you have a powerful spouse, be it man or woman, in a high position of management, let's say, maybe wealthy, a celebrity loaded with influence and political power, and you, on the other hand, are not, what are some signs your mate may be looking? I mean, marriage is hard work, we all know that. But do spouses cheat because they're taken for granted, ignored, feel unloved, or denied physical intimacy? What's the reasoning there?
Anyone is subject to their partner cheating them. Of course, the possibility and the probability is much higher once the person is in a situation of power, because their morals and values are going to be tested. So it's not just if your partner's in a position of power. Having said that, I do have a top 10 list of the things to look for if your partner is cheating on you. Are you ready?
How David Letterman of you. Yes. Are you going to start with 10 and work your way up?
I'm just going to give you the first five and then give you the work to the way to the top five.
All right, sounds good.
If your partner is more possessive toward computer and password, wallet, cell phone, or briefcase, that means they're trying to hide something. If your partner sets up a new email account but doesn't tell you about it, starts to keep an overnight bag in their car, in their office, or friend's house, saying, well, it's for a workout or a game of tennis or golf. If your partner completely changes their feelings and opinions on God, abortion, religion, and spirituality.
Wow.
I know these ones stand out. Now, number five, if he or she has a sudden preoccupation with his or her appearance, his or her breath, and carries toothpaste, toothbrush, mouthwash at all times. Number four, if he or she changes her attitude about people who cheat and suggests not to judge others and, in fact, even tries to defend others who've cheated. Another one, if he or she becomes defensive when you question his or her fidelity and then, in turn, responds by accusing you of cheating but has no evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Kisses you differently than before and or is more open and confident in bed. Now, where's my number two? All right, here we go.
Okay,
very
number two.
Close. Is very touchy and easily angered and picks fights with you. Because often that, Russ, is a reflection of guilt being expressed from a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes the number one.
Number one, all right.
And this should be an easy one for women. If you sense that he or she is cheating. In other words, follow your gut feeling. If you have that sense in your stomach that says, my partner's cheating, you're most likely 99% correct.
Wow. 99% correct?
Well, look, unless you have a challenge where you're always feeling insecure, you're always feeling jealous, you're always feeling threatened, and that was before you got together with your partner, usually your gut tells you because you just sense at a subconscious level that something's not right. Your partner's changed a little bit. Maybe he or she is happier and brighter than before. Maybe they're not kissing you the same way they used to. That's another big one in the top 10 list. Notice how do they kiss you. If they're kissing you differently and their technique's different, that's because they're kissing someone else. So follow your gut feeling, your sense, and your intuition, because it's always right.
All right, you got some great reading on your website. It's Patrick Juanes, WANIS.com. Is that right, Patrick?
Yes, sir.
All right, good stuff on there. Dr. Patrick Juanes on News Talk 850 WFTL.